In Japan, there are special playgrounds for the elderly. In Italy, dance classes for seniors are part of the good life. And in Germany, the rapid pace of retirements has become a bigger issue than unemployment. They are the world's super-aged nations, the term for countries where at least 20% of the population is 65 years or older. Elena Dugar is head of Moody's Sovereign Risk Division.
The demographic transition is upon us now, and it's progressing by historical standards quite rapidly.
In 5 years, six more countries will join the ranks of the super-aged, and by 2030, that number will rise to 34.
That will translate into reductions in labor supply. At the same time, aging means that the household savings rates will go down, which will negatively impact on investment. Both trends put together would mean that aging will have a significant negative impact on global growth.
Business research group The Conference Board says aging could shave as much as 1% off global growth in the next 10 years. Ignoring the coming changes is risky, says economist Fariborz Gadar, author of Global Tectonics, What Every Business Needs to Know.
Economic growth rate will slow down. Jobs will not be available for the young. There are going to be conflict both internally in certain countries, externally. There will be backlash against immigrants. And that's not the kind of world we really want.
But the solution may be as close as a nation's borders. Economics professor Kishore Kulkarni spoke with VOA on Skype.
See, the largest addition to the U.S. population is by immigration. It is not by number of children.
In the U.S., the average birth rate is 1.9 children for every woman, an average bolstered by higher birth rates in immigrant families. Fariborz Gadar says the trend is obvious when you consider that the birth rate for Hispanic families in the U.S. is 2.3 children.
We are turning Hispanic. In fact, what I normally tell my audience is that if you want somebody to take care of you when you're 90, you better speak Spanish.
While consumer buying patterns will change as populations age, Kishore Kulkarni believes targeted career training and productivity gains through technology could offset the decline in workers.
It is a misalignment of the demand rather than a total and a drastic change in the demand. And it is a challenge which we can easily accept and tackle as it comes to us.
Kulkarni adds that aging will be less of a challenge in countries where elders are seen as assets rather than liabilities. But nearly all the experts say young workers in the future will work longer and retire later than seniors today. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.